All right, Brother Vanak, where are you at? Why don't you come up, and Brother Vaughn, why don't you come up? As they're coming up, I just got a text that the Zalzos, Erica and Brian, just had their baby. Well, okay, she had the baby, so there's that. It's Grayson Allen, and take my word, kid looks great, all right? So make sure if you have their cell phone, maybe you text them a congratulations. You know, we have Brother Vanak with us. Samantha went to, how long was it when you went with our team to Cambodia? 10 years ago, she went to help reach the people in Cambodia, and while she was there, she met someone who reached her, okay? Brother Vanak, and so they're here for a couple months, and he is fruit from the ministry of the team in Cambodia, in Phnom Penh. And so he is going to speak to us tonight, and so let's make sure we listen, okay? I'm sure English is not his first language, but I'm going to have Brother Vaughn come up. Brother Vaughn knows him, and Brother Vaughn's going to come up and introduce him.
You know, it's been said that one of the most purest forms of faith giving is giving to missions. You know, we get to invest in the lives of those who we've never met or will ever meet. And, you know, I can attest to that fact because I was reached because someone gave to missions. You know, Pastor Meyer started our church a long time ago, amen. And we are a byproduct of someone's giving. And I'm very excited this evening for our home church to be able to hear our investment. You know, the many years that we've invested in Cambodia, giving to missions and praying for missions. And I'm excited because you get to see in person, in the flesh, one of our investments. And I'm very excited about him coming and preaching. And I believe his wife wrote a great message. He'll be delivering it this evening. No, I'm just kidding. But we're in for a treat this evening. Because you get to hear in person in one of the lives that we've invested in. I remember in 2011, as I made my survey trip in the country of Cambodia, I remember sitting across from the hotel that we were staying at. I believe now it's no longer in existence, but Brother John knows that hotel well, the Rainbow Hotel. And we were sitting across from that hotel eating. I was having a meal with some of our, at that time, young men that Brother Board led to the Lord and invested in, and just God was just using their testimony to encourage me to make that commitment, make that decision to go to Cambodia and serve as a missionary. And God used the testimony of Brother Vanak. You remember that time, Brother Vanak, right across the street there? What did you eat? I know you remember. It was like dog meat or something. No, it wasn't. But we had a good time, and I remember sitting down across the table from him, I believe, and just seeing the zeal, seeing the fire that he has for our Lord, and he loves the Lord. He loves the Cambodian people. He loves the cause of Christ, and he loves the ministry. And in just a bit, he'll insert some cash in my pocket. But you're in for a treat tonight. I'm excited. I'm sure he's gonna relay his testimony to you, and you'll hear a little bit about that. But you're in for a treat tonight. And so, Brother Knott, why don't you come on up and give us the message.
All right. It is great to be here tonight. Thank you all for your faithfulness. I'm nervous tonight. But thank you for the privilege to come tonight and to share a little bit to you all. And I'm extremely blessed to be able to visit America with my wife, with my family. And I got to spend time with my wife's family and friends. And I enjoy the food and the weather here. It's very, very nice. And we got to run some paperwork for my kids. I'm thankful for Pastor Joe and his wife, and Pastor Miles and his wife, for your vision, your leadership, and your heart for God and for the souls in America and outside of America. Amen. That's why We have churches in America, in Cambodia.
Yes.
Thank you, church, for sending missionaries to the mission field. Thank you for your faithful giving, your prayers. We can't do everything that we are doing without you. Thank you, folks, for standing behind your pastor and this amazing church. I'm thankful for Missionary Day Board and the team in Cambodia who brought the gospel, the light of the gospel to the lost world. Grateful for their faithfulness in serving God in the mission field. I'm thankful for my wife who willingly left America to serve in mission field. My wife started coming to Pacific Baptist Church when she was 7, now 30 years. I'm thankful for all leaders in this great church for your faithfulness many years by serving others. Thankful for your thoughtfulness, kindness, being a huge blessing to our family. You all have freshened our souls since we have been here. Tonight, I want to give you a challenge from the Word of God and share some testimonies how the Lord saved and changed lives in Cambodia. I apologize for my English. My English isn't good. If you have your Bible, please turn to the book of James, chapter 1. James, chapter 1, verse 1, verse 16, 17, and 18. James, chapter 1, verse 16, 17, and 18. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Let's pray to the Lord. Let's go to the Lord and pray. Lord, thank you for tonight. Thank you for we got to gather together. Thank you for this wonderful church. Thank you for the opportunity to share your word. I pray that please be with me. Give me a word to say and give me power. And please work in our hearts and bless your word and bless the time tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title of the lesson tonight is The Three Greatest Blessings of Christian Life. Christians are the blessed people on earth. Yeah. And I think America is the most blessed country in the world. Yeah. We have to be thankful to God for everything, every blessing he has given us. Yeah. Tonight, I want to share with you what I believe are the greatest, the three greatest blessings of Christian life. First of all, the gift of salvation. We know that salvation is a gift from God to sinners. We all are sinners because we broke the laws of the Lord, and we deserve the penalty in the lake of fire forever. We didn't seek God, but he sought us. We love God because he first loved us. We are saved by the grace of God because Jesus died on the cross to pay for your sins and my sin. He was buried and raised up from the dead because of what Jesus did on the cross. we don't have to spend eternity in hell. For those who have trusted in Christ, salvation is not cheap. It is the most expensive. It cannot be purchased by our good work. And it is not free. It cost Christ his life. It is free for us because Jesus paid it all. Amen. The book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 and 9 said, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Folks, I encourage you, let's have a heart of gratitude and be thankful to God for the greatest gift ever. Amen. That we have received. Salvation is not like one great meal that someone bought for you today, but tomorrow you will be hungry again. It's not like that. Is this a big deal to us? Is salvation not one of the greatest blessings for you and for me? It is the greatest gift ever that we receive from God. The day before my family and I left Cambodia, there was a lady that I led to the Lord a few years ago named Thon, who passed away due to cancer. She has been with the Lord over 2 weeks now, and she will be there forever. She has no more pain, no sorrow, no sickness, no tears, no sin, no more death. God will give her a perfect body and in a perfect place. We are the same thing. Our world, this world is not our home. One day, we all will go to our real home in heaven. And we'll see Jesus and I will see her there. And we just got the news about another lady named Chamran, who lives far away from town, who is about to be with the Lord very soon. Very soon. She's very sick for a few years and can't walk. We already prepare a burial place for her. Praise God, my brother's son and some of our folks brought the gospel to her on time.
Amen.
Because our missionaries brought the gospel to Cambodia, that's why we saved and we brought the gospel to other people. Before I continue my message, I want to share with you a short testimony about myself and one family in Cambodia. Before I came to know Christ, I was an Islamic believer. Growing up in the country of Cambodia, before me and any of my family got saved, we lived in darkness, fearful, hopeless. No purpose in life, no joy, and no light.
Right.
I have one sister and three brothers. By God's grace, we are all saved.
Amen.
Many of my relatives, including my mom, my grandma, 85 years old, my uncles, my aunts, nephews, nieces, cousins, close friends, got saved. Presently, there are over 40 former Islam in my village. Praise God. Please pray for my father's salvation. His name is Pip. He's a village chief. We've been praying for him for over 10 years, about like 15 years. Hopefully, one day, he will repent and trust Christ. There is a man in my village named Him. I'm sure many of you have heard about him before. He was possessed by demons for about 15 years. He's my uncle. I have personally witnessed him being possessed when I was a teenager. When he possessed, they would chain him and they would break, and he would break the chain apart. He even committed murder, but not of his own will. At that time, my dad almost got killed by him because he was trying to rescue my uncle from his hands. But sadly, it was too late because the devil possessed in him. I don't know about you here, but probably it's, some of you maybe it's hard. It's hard to believe what I'm saying. But we see in the Bible too. We see in the Bible. The devil possessed in the man in the Bible too. Everyone in my village tremble when they hear him coming. There was no way to get rid of his demon possessions. His wife named Sam sold everything they owned, including several properties of land and house, in order to pay for demon ceremonies. Cost about $2,000 each time, where they sacrificed buffaloes in order to appease the demons. But he was still the same. His wife took him to the hospital, but the doctor said there was no health issue. He had nothing, the doctor said he had nothing wrong with him. About 9 years ago, God gave me opportunity to lead his wife to the Lord. Amen. After several months of her faithfulness and endurance, her children got saved. And last of all, him finally got saved. Yeah. He's a completely different man. Since he got saved, no more demon possessions. Yeah. The village people know longer fear him when they see him. Now him and wife always go around with tracts in their pockets. Tell all the people about God. And Brother Wong knows them, knows his family. Even his son is serving full-time ministry in our church, one of the leaders. I'm not exaggerating. And then a couple years ago, Sam led her younger sister named Po to the Lord. At that time, she lived in a village about 1 hour away from my village. She is only Christian living in her village. After she decided to follow Jesus, her husband, her children, adult children, and the people in her village persecuted her. She decided to move in. Her husband and her children and the people in her village persecuted her and threatened to kill her. Her husband divorced her because of her faith in Christ. After her husband divorced her, she decided to move into my village. She is now renting a house right next door to her sister. Please pray for Paul's family's salvation. Amen. Salvation is one of the greatest blessings that we receive from God. Yeah, come on. And we should share the gospel to other people as well. That's right. Amen. Like the missionary got saved and then bring the gospel to another country. Amen. And then the people getting saved, life been changed, And then they shared the gospel to other people that they never heard. Amen. The gospel about Jesus Christ. That is one of the greatest blessings we receive is salvation. Amen. The second is the privilege of knowing him. Imagine how hard it would be if God just dropped us the gift of salvation, then leaves us alone. And actually, he is in us. He is with us all the times, showing us his way and leading us. He wants us to know him more. The more we know him, the more we trust him and love him. As we are a Christian, we are saved. We have to try our best to get to know him more. Yeah. Not just receive the gift of salvation and then forget him. Try all our best to know him more, him more, and so we can trust him more and love him more. Yep. He wants us to know him more. The more we know him, the more we trust in him. He's the creator of universe. The God of gods. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords. He is the mighty and the highest. He allows sinners who have trusted him to say, he is my Savior. He is my God. He is my Father. My friend. He is living water and the bread of life that satisfies us every day and throughout eternity. What a privilege that God has given us. That's why King David called God, he's my rock, he's my shield, he's my strength, he's my shepherd, he's my light, he's my fortress, he's my high tower. For us, the same thing. We need God. Not just receive the gift of salvation and then we forget God or forsake God. We can't live without God. The book of Psalm chapter 27 verse 1 said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? If the Lord with us, he will help us to go through trials. Because of his presence with us, we are able to overcome trials, problems, enemies, temptations, weakness, persecutions, obstacles in life. Yep. Let's not make excuses from doing the will of God. The book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16 said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Lord, God allow us to go direct to his presence. Right. To receive mercy and grace to help in time of need. Sometimes, we live in this world, sometimes we face trials that the power of our flesh cannot handle it. But we need God. That's why we go to God every day, to spend time with him, to get to know him, and to get power to overcome all trials in life. And the third, this last one, the service for God. I am one of many fruits that you have invested in mission fields. Most of you can't go there, and more than likely they can't come here. But one day you will see all of your fruits in heaven. Perhaps God brought me here to encourage you tonight to stay faithful. To continue serving God, continue giving and pray for the mission, because your work is not in vain. Like I said, most of you can't go and see what the Lord is doing in mission fields. But one day, when we all go to heaven, you'll see the fruits that you've been investing. Your work is not in vain. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58 said, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Amen. One day we'll see Jesus face to face and stand before him, and we will give account of ourselves. One day, when we go to heaven, we will stand before Jesus and we'll give account of ourselves, how we use our life. If we have used everything that he has given us to do his work for his name's sake, for his glory, we will receive rewards from God. Is it not a big deal for us? Is it not the greatest blessing that we be able to serve our God, the King of Kings? In Cambodia, many people have desire to work for the Prime Minister, but not a lot of people have that privilege. Think about our God. He's the King of Kings. He allows every believer to have the same salvation, to come directly to him. God has given to each and every one of us the resources and the call to do according to what he has already given you. Some believers, God called him to preach, some to teach a Sunday school class, Bible college, to be assistant pastor, a deacon, a janitor, giving, work in nursery, bus routes, soul winning, pass out the tracts, and to pray for the work of the Lord. Amen. We all rejoice when something good comes their way, our ways. Good paying job, boss praises us, a new position, pay raise, new car, new house, new phone, high education, new ministry. We rejoice for all these blessings. But otherwise, we should be afraid as well. Because the more we receive, the more we will give account before God one day. We get to work for the great King. Is it not a big deal for us? Is this not the greatest blessing? William Borden said, on the mission field, no reserves, no retreats, and no regrets. Yep. So tonight, I hope what I just shared with you all will be a blessing to you all. It is a great blessing that we receive the free gift from God, is salvation. And God not just give us the salvation, the gift of salvation, but he is in us. He is with us in this world. And also, he give us the privilege to work for him. Everyone have the privilege, not just pastor or leaders. Everyone, girl, a lady, guy, and old and young, we have that privilege. So our work is not in vain. That's all. Can you stand up and close your eyes? I'm going to pray.